This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The song is called New Shoes, and it was used in the movie 48 Hours. These are the Bus Boys.
No way.
And they were featured in the film playing this song. But I bring it up because I think I was telling you, and I don't think I shared this with the audience, but I've been on a bit of a Eddie Murphy run lately.
Yep,
love
at
it. Home, and my family was out of town part of this week. So I went back. Last week I watched Beverly Hills Cop 2 and 3, because I'd already watched the first one last year, and then I watched Axel F on Netflix, which is pretty good.
That's what you said. I
liked it.
All right.
I like it because it was Eddie being Eddie.
See, I'm that way, so I would like it.
Well, I actually thought that Beverly Hills Cop 2 was very good. 3 was serviceable. It made me laugh. But then I started 48 Hours. A couple things about that. That's very hard R.
Yes.
Nick Nolte is racist as hell, which is part of the storyline.
Right.
I mean, there's some
right.
things. When you watch some of these movies from the 70s and the 80s, sometimes it can be a little jarring, right?
Yeah.
But it was a great, you know, I don't even know how you describe the relationship between those two, because Eddie's this guy, you know, for those people who haven't seen it, there is a murder mystery and Nick Nolte goes to prison to bust Eddie Murphy out for 2 days, 48 hours, so he can help him track down this guy who is killing cops and other people. So I thought it was pretty good, though. I might even watch another 48 hours, because that's the sequel to that. But I had to play a little Bus Boys.
I don't think I ever saw that.
I don't remember it at all.
I got nothing.
But I might check it out just because it's more Eddie Murphy.
Well, yeah.
But the Bus Boys, I have the Bus Boys on vinyl, believe it or not.
Do
in my
you bed. Really?
Oh, yeah, I remember
impressive.
Them. If when I heard that song and I saw them, it did not instantly come back to me. Oh, yeah, the Bus Boys. But then I kind of remembered. Mm. Hey, did you dig in? We didn't really talk about this yesterday, and I don't know if anyone has effectively gone through the 60,000 pages that were revealed and released in connection with President John F. Kennedy's assassination.
No,
did you see any of this?
I did not.
So, now look, I'm going to cite the Washington Post here. I don't often know if we could even trust a source like the Washington Post, but what they do say at the beginning here, and I don't have the advantage of going through all this material, that basically at this point, with all of the pages released, there's nothing that really upends the notion that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone gunman. Now, maybe they, you know, they dig into that, but they do say that some of the unredacted files do offer some details about CIA agents and operations that they kept secret. So, for example, they highlight some of these things here. They had, for decades, kept secret part of a 15-page memo that Arthur Schlesinger Jr., who was a special assistant to Kennedy, sent to the president about the CIA's pitfalls and how to address them. One issue that he warned was the agency's encroachment on traditional functions, and he criticized the CIA for overusing the State Department cover for its employees in other countries. And they kind of go into some of the details here. So, for example, one of the documents reveals a CIA contractor tasked with procuring feminine companionship. So, basically, Robert Mayhew, ex-FBI agent who was later a contractor for the agency, for the procurement of feminine companionship.
For whom?
This was an official state visit during 1959 for someone whose name stays hidden. So they don't say
who
it was.
So that part's redacted?
It might have been I guess the newly unredacted document reveals that someone, oh, now they have it, King Hussein of Jordan.
Oh,
and he died in 1999. Yeah, so here, let me clear that up. I guess we knew from the previous document that this had happened, but now we know it was King Hussein of Jordan. There you go.
Oh, I gotcha. So that part they let... Okay.
And an award recommendation for James McCord Jr., longtime high-level CIA employee who was later convicted in Watergate, says that he was instrumental in developing fluoroscopic scanning, which enabled the CIA to detect hidden technical listening devices for the first time.
Oh, interesting.
This is all like spy stuff. Intelligence agencies spent large sums of money to develop such a capability, the document states. Adding that McCord, and he passed away in 2017, and others had contributed significantly to the future clandestine use of this technique on a worldwide basis.
But, you know, no big conspiracy.
Well, here, a couple more.
Heard.
A lot of this is around the CIA. So a new document delves into the operations out of Mexico City at this time period, revealing that the CIA had no agents actively operating from Cuba, but the agency had a number of sources with access to Cuba in third-party nationals who are debriefed each time they returned to Mexico City from Cuba. So I don't know what you make of that. But, you know, what happened there is that Oswald visited the Cuban consulate and the Soviet embassy 3 weeks before the assassination. There's a one-page document that divulges that Manuel Machado Losas, who was the treasurer of the Mexican Revolutionary Movement and a friend of Castro, was a CIA agent. Machado Losas was slated to be stationed in Mexico City, where the document says the CIA planned to use him to report on the activities of Cuban revolutionaries and to leverage his friendship with Castro so he could act as a political action asset. They had, in a covert operation, the CIA contaminated 800 bags of raw sugar. I don't understand this one. They contaminated bags of raw sugar on a cargo ship traveling from Cuba to the Soviet Union. The unredacted portion of the document says that the contaminant was a chemical used in the process of denaturing alcohol, and adding it would make the entire shipment, 80,000 bags, unfit for consumption. They say, and by the way, the destination was the Soviet Union. They were going to refine it in the Soviet Union. They say in the document that it wasn't dangerous, but that it was so strong to the taste that no one would want to use it in any drinks or anything like that.
So this has nothing to do with...
No.
Yeah.
A lot of it is just CIA stuff that's been, you know, some of it that's been out there before.
Why would it be in that specific file then? About alcohol going to Russia?
I don't know. I don't know all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't get it.
We may need somebody more out, right?
Yes, to dig in there. Who knows what's going on?
Well, there's 60,000 pages. So
that's
somebody
take
has
a
some
while.
Good weekend reading, if you will.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Hey, it's the first day of spring.
Oh, my goodness.
Right here today.
I did not realize
that.
Yeah, the 20th of March.
It's going to be in the 30s tonight, which doesn't help us. But that's part of spring,
people. It's been nice and warm out the last several days. And then for the first day of spring, Mother Nature says, you know what, I'm going to throw this one
You know what,
you.
Though? It's not that bad out there right now. And I say that March has been pretty good to us. Right. That's my point.
And I play this. Let's hear what Gaffigan says. It's almost like he grew up in the Midwest.
This is Jim Gaffigan week on the Mark Reardon Show for sure.
It's not always winter. There's spring. People love spring. That's a fun day. What a lie spring is, right?
See?
I spend the entire spring waiting for it to be spring, right? You're like, is it spring? No, it's snowing. Next day, is it spring? No, it's 90 degrees. I guess we miss those tiny white flowers.
Exactly. Yeah. It's either snowing or 90 degrees, and around here it's all windy.
I will say my compliment for the month of March may be, you know, redacted, to use the word that we were just, when it comes to April, because let's be honest, April is the month where you think, oh, now it's really going to be warm.
And it's a liar.
It is a liar. Yes. April is a damn liar.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
It is the first day of March Madness. We've got some of that on in here, but they did a March Madness poll, and they found that most of us just wing it when we fill out the brackets. 23% said their main strategy is turning to friends or family for help. 14% base it on a hunch, and 22% said just whatever vibes. they're feeling.
Well, we shared this story. Ethan had this bracket. It was last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was amongst the best in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. He won no money for that.
I won absolutely
congratulations. That's
nothing.
Really good.
Did you do a bracket this year? Away.
I did do a bracket this year. And here's the thing. It's never going to get better than it was last
year.
You're
I think right about
I
that.
Picked. Yeah. There's 63 total games played, and I picked 49 of them correct.
That's insane.
I picked 49 correct winners, and I got second in Yahoo overall in the nation.
Did either of you pick McNeese? And by the way, Clemson is now 38-51.
Yeah, I had Clemson to the Elite Eight. So, you know,
well, you never know.
It's a rude awakening here. And I put way more money down this year because I was excited about how well I did last year. Not a bunch of money, but I put a few bucks down.
Who's your final four?
I have Duke, Michigan State, Florida, and Tennessee.
That's interesting.
Hmm. No
I
Auburn.
Hate Duke.
No,
so
I have them getting beat by Michigan State in the Elite Eight.
I hate Duke too.
I just do. I mean, that's
I hate
how
Michigan
it is.
State, like you love Sparty. I love.
How
like
can
him.
You not like Tom Izzo?
I used to like him. I don't like him anymore.
Because he's
failed
too
you successful.
Yeah,
like
that's
you basically
too. How terrible.
18% of Americans think they follow basketball closely enough to make good picks.
I didn't
do a bracket.
Let me ask you this: what's the difference between a hunch and a vibe?
Well, I think
zero.
Well, a hunch, you think, oh yeah, this is a thing. But a vibe, oh yeah, I'm feeling
but
it for these
those
people.
Those sound like
and
the exact
people.
Same thing to me.
What I love about the vibes and the hunches, because let's just be honest here, everyone, and I've looked at all the handicapping, everyone's picking Drake to beat Mizzou, right?
Yeah.
How
not
many
me.
People were picking McNeese over Clemson? They
Nobody.
Weren't. That's where the upsets take place.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying Mizzou might not crap the bed, because this is what we are exceptionally good at the University of Missouri Athletics. Pooping the bed is something that we have a long, storied success well,
yeah,
track
Mark,
record.
Mark,
good.
I told you a little bit a couple of minutes ago about this McNeese team. They've been going a little bit viral here the last couple of weeks because they have a student manager that the world,
oh,
the
yeah.
nation has just fallen in love with.
Oh, it's a student manager.
Yes. Did you have something on this?
No, that's interesting.
So they basically, the student manager, super short Indian kid, I think his name's Amir Khan, I think is his name.
Oh my gosh.
And he has this giant boombox that he walks the team out with, and he's playing this rap song, and all the teams around him, and they're singing the song.
I love that. Let me tell you something. That is a vibe.
Yeah, that's
so
a vibe.
It's gotten so big to where he has become the first student manager to sign NIL deals. He has, so he, they
oh my
just,
God.
So he has signed with Buffalo Wild Wings
no.
and Insomnia Cookies. So for the
Good
tournament,
for him.
They just premiered his new boombox. It's a Buffalo Wild Wings boombox.
I
and
love
And it looks
this.
Awesome.
Well, look, to get to the round of 32 for a program, like that's huge. Mm-hmm. Right?
It is
oh,
huge.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're up 53-38 with 5 minutes left. Look, this thing is not over, but it's been a 20-point lead for McNeese for most
of
the game.
It would be the biggest win in McNeese's program history.
Clearly.
Right.
Gal Gadot got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week, but the ceremony was delayed by pro-Palestinian protesters.
You got to be kidding me.
Are you? I mean, really?
Unreal. You know, and, she's
yes.
the one. She served in the Israeli
yes.
you know, military.
She they could be heard chanting during the whole thing.
What did she get it for? Like, I know she's been, like, she was Wonder Woman, and she's been in a couple, but that would kind of surprise me when I saw that she was getting
she's
her.
She's a pretty big star.
She is a big yeah. star.
Okay. I mean, she's an A-list movie actress,
that's
I would say.
It just seemed a little early to me. That's
maybe.
That's
no,
all.
I understand that point, because there are people that have been around for a long time. Look, that's I can't remember all the, you know, particulars. Do you remember? You don't just get those for free. Like, there's
oh,
a process
yeah. there,
that
well,
goes on.
Well, there is.
On.
In
there's
fact,
politics. Yeah.
Okay. The ceremony started 15 minutes late because of all these protesters. But Vin Diesel from Fast and Furious and Wonder Woman director Patty Jenkins were there for her. You know, you have certain people that go mm-hmm. up with you. But yeah, there is a process. We'd have to look that part up. Oh, there's a stage play in the works that would incorporate a lot of James Taylor music, and it's going to be called Fire and Rain. And the woman who wrote August Osage County is writing this thing. She's coming up with an original story around the title and the songs. And Fire and Rain came out in 1970, that song.
I like that idea.
I do, too.
Yeah, I think that could be interesting.
I think that'll be good. Okay, this is... I've got this pulled up over here. Officials in the Netherlands brought back their popular fish doorbell again. Now, this is something they've been doing since 2021 to help fish migrate up a river. There's a gate that the fish can't get past unless someone opens it for them. So they've set up a live stream to let people all over the world monitor the gate. And if you see a fish, you click a button, let someone know, and they will open the gate. I love it!
Where is this at?
It's in the Netherlands. I've got it pulled up over here. So far, nothing happening.
So
I'm dying
you,
to hit the doorbell.
Actively watching the
fish?
Yes. Okay.
They have all kinds. Sorry, crowd. They have
like
all kinds of fish that go through their pike and perch and all kinds of stuff. And if you see one, you hit the doorbell. I love it. But dang it, I got nothing but, I don't know what, just little things flying in the water. That's not a fish. But I was entertained by that. Also, a New England aquarium just built a retirement community for their penguins. The rock slopes are more gradual. They don't have to deal with the nonsense younger penguins. The first six just moved in and they're doing great. Their species has an average lifespan of 10 to 15 years, but most of them are already twice that old because they're in captivity and they're treated so well. The youngest is 29. The oldest is 34.
I love penguins.
Right?
I would love to go visit them.
That's awesome.
I love penguins too, but man, do they smell bad.
Really? Yeah. Is that them or is it the environment?
It's, no, it's their
pee.
It's
the smell. Yeah,
it's their pee? Or do you know that for real? Yeah.
Well, I know that they smell.
It does smell funny when you go to the zoo.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's not as bad as, the monkey house or whatever.
Oh, that's true.
Nothing is that bad. And finally, at Sue's News, we have today's random fact. I did not know this. In 1983, before Michael Bolton was famous, he auditioned to replace Ozzy Osbourne. And as the lead singer in Black Sabbath.
See, I believe that. I don't know if I've ever heard that, but because I told you the Michael Bolton story, look, he had that one rock hit, right?
What was that? I don't remember. I mean, I remember you talking about it.
They played it on Casey. It was
Michael Bolton's rock hit. Michael.
Look that up.
Michael
because there was, Bolton's he was a rock. He warmed up for Bob Seger. I met him when he was here in St. Louis. And then he started doing the ballads because, you know, the ballads were making money. And maybe that was his passion at the time. But
Fool's Game.
Yeah, they had one song.
Was
that
it?
A hit. Yes, I think that was it.
Well,
he was a rock guy.
He had a lot of hair. He was doing
harder rock. Yeah, he had a lot of hair.
Yeah.
So that does not surprise me. That's a good random fact. There you go. I think Clemson's going to lose this game. It's sure looking like that right now. McNeese is up 57-42 with just 4 minutes left. We'll go out with the Bus Boys here from 48 Hours. So earlier today on the X Formerly Twitter, I put a video up that one of my favorite sites, and for those people listening to the show, they probably are familiar with End Wokeness, which Libs of TikTok and End Wokeness are really great sites on the X Formerly Twitter. But they put a video up of a 400-meter varsity race in Portland, Oregon, where a dude just blows away the real girls. It's not even close. And this is somehow being championed. Now, we told you the story last week of Nicole Georges, who is in Deerfield, which is a suburb of Chicago, and she told this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Story on Fox and really nowhere else because apparently none of the rest of the media is interested about what happened to her daughter.
A male student was present in the girls' locker room. Feeling violated, the girls made the choice to not change into their PE clothes with a biological male student present. The next day, assistant principal Kathy Vantrese pulled the girls into their office, questioning them. The same day, assistant superintendent Joanna Ford, Kathy Vantrese, and multiple teachers all came into the girls' locker room, making them change into uniforms.
So she went on Fox. That was before the school board, and I think that was a week ago today. Then she goes on Fox.
So what happened was is my daughter and all of her PE fellow girls, they wanted their locker room back. They had originally decided on their own that they weren't going to be changing in front of this student. So they had tried to do their own protest and not change in front of the student. So they decided one day to just not wear their PE clothes. They went to not change. The next day, Kathy Vantrese, who is the principal, the assistant principal, called each girl individually, multiple girls individually, one by one, to see who started this, what had happened, and they all got brought into the office. That same day, the assistant superintendent, Joanna Ford, Kathy Vantrese, and multiple other teachers came into the locker room and made the girls change into their PE clothes.
There's another case that is very similar to this in Wisconsin that's unfolding as well. But there's a guy that used to write for the Chicago Tribune a long time ago. His name is John Cass. He's one of my favorite columnists ever from Chicago. And I go way back because I grew up there. Bob Green was a great columnist. Mike Royko, for those people who know the Chicago area. But John does independent journalism at johncassnews.com. And he writes about a lot of these issues. And one of the things that he highlights here is how the rest of the media doesn't even want to touch this at all. So you have a male that was present in the girls' locker room. Females were forced to change around the biological male. So she tells the story, you know, and she goes to the school board and it gets a little bit of attention, right? But one of the things, and this got attention from J.K. Rowling. So J.K. Rowling, because Redux Mag tweeted this out last week at Redux Mag on Twitter. It said a mother in Deerfield, Illinois has revealed that school officials force young girls to change into their gym clothes in front of trans-identified male student. So J.K. Rowling tweets this out and says, I'd remove my daughter instantly from that school, then go full nemesis. And that's great advice. But what John wrote about at his website is that even though Nicole Georges' school, or story rather, has gone viral, the world's famous women's rights activist J.K. Rowling and champion swimmer Riley Gaines championed the girls' cause. It hasn't gone viral in the Chicago media. And this is quite fascinating. And I've talked about this before from the sports media perspective. When you have stories like girls being smoked by a dude with a penis in Portland, high school girls being beaten, why would ESPN not cover that story, right? Well, they don't. They never cover these stories. So John Cass's question is, isn't it puzzling that the Chicago media would ignore such a story? And his point is, well, you don't know Chicago politics, because he heard this story on a there's a guy by the name of Dan Proft who does radio up there at he used to be on WLS. I don't know that he does it on WLS anymore, but he does a radio show called Morning Answer, and he covered the story and he covered it well. And Nicole was on talking about her daughter. I think it was a podcast because he doesn't do regular radio. But then again, crickets from Chicago media. So what John Cass says, what are they afraid of J.B. Pritzker and his horde of trans activists? Yep. He says, the Chicago Tribune, where I worked for 40 years and was the lead columnist and member of the editorial board, has ignored it. They've ignored this from a Chicago suburb. The newspaper's political writer goes out of his way to bash Proft, the other guy, the talk show host, and curry favor with the establishment corporate left whenever they can, because that is the Combine's paper. But is it wise for the Tribune to cede the issue and write off so many parents? Apparently, they think it is. There's another paper in Chicago, the Sun-Times. They have ignored it completely. So I don't really get what's going on here. And as John Cass says, the state is bankrupt. The public schools are atrocious. Taxpayers are fleeing to other states for opportunity. And you have wealthy suburbs like Deerfield, Downers Grove, Hinsdale, and others that are governed by, here, let me make this relatable for those of us here in St. Louis. All of those that I mentioned, Webster Groves, Kirkwood, they are governed by angry white female leftists. That's what's happening. And there's nothing, as John Cass indicates, more awful than the awfuls. AWFL, angry white female leftists. Because these are the people that scream from the river to the sea, right? And these are also the people that are cheering on Teslas that are being burned across the country. But this is really disgusting. And why is it that Fox is the only outlet out there that will give any voice to this mother who, and I'd love for the Webster Kirkwood moms who cheer this stuff on, to be put in a situation where their kids have to be forced by superintendents and principals of their school to change in front of a biological male? It's more than outrageous. As you indicated before, Sue, we talk about these things sometimes as 80-20 issues. That's not an 80-20 issue. That is a 98-2 issue, maybe 95-5. And why? And we talked about this a little bit, because why would this happen in a school district? Well, these are angry white leftists who are telling these little girls, as they did in the situation with William Thomas, that this moment is bigger than you. Mm-hmm. Screw your sports. It doesn't matter if you could win the 400 meter as a girl. This man with a penis is more important than you because it's about the moment in our society. That's what they say.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And the entire reason we have Title IX is so that women can be competitive with women and not be smoked by people with penises.
It's ridiculous. And, you know, I had this, I got to go back to this here, because the Wall Street Journal had this piece, and I was not familiar with her. You know, we've talked about Riley, we've had guests on that have had, you know, they've been put in situations where they had to share a locker room with Will Thomas. But this woman, Mina Savard, who is a Swedish athlete, talked about what happened in her sport, which was the hurdles. And she was assigned second place in the finals. This was the NCAA Division II women's 400-meter hurdles. And if you watch the video, it shows her in lane 8. In lane 4 is CeCe Toeffler of Franklin Pierce University, who competed for that school's men's team just a couple of years ago.
And he was the 390th, ranked 390th.
So Toeffler competes in 2016 and 2017 as a man, ranking 390th in Division II men. But CeCe Toeffler, the woman, who's really a man, destroyed the field, crossed the finish line almost 2 seconds before her, becoming the first known transgender-identified athlete to win an NCAA title. That made her the first female collegiate woman to be told her victory was worth less than a man's feeling. Yep. And she even, I didn't know this until this week, women's hurdles are 9 inches shorter than men's. Olympic gold medal winning times for the men's 400-meter hurdles are about 5 seconds faster than for women. That's a difference of 10%. That's an eternity in that kind of sport. Same thing with swimming. It's outrageous what's going on. And it is stopping, but why the corporate media, the sports media, the Chicago Tribune, the Sun-Times, why would you ignore such an important issue like this? Well, it's because of all the progressives that are working there at the desk. There's no other reason. So we've been kind of chronicling some of the March Madness stuff here this afternoon. And McNeese, which used to be McNeese State, they're down in Lake Charles, Louisiana. They're a 12 seed taking on the 5 seed Clemson. And they were just destroying Clemson. I mean, it was a 20-point game, maybe even higher than that at one point. It is now, it's currently, and I think it's almost over, but it looks like McNeese is going to win, but by only 2 points. And I'm waiting to see what's going to happen, because this is a major upset. They're looking at the clock right now, and they're going to see if one of the shots just counted. But I think the game might be over. But my goodness, that thing was looking like a blowout. And Sue and I were sitting here watching it, and it looks like it got really, really tight here at the end. In the next hour, I'm going to take some phone calls on an interesting topic. McNeese won. They ended up winning. But again, whoa, that was close. I've been informed, and I think those of you who live in West St. Louis County, maybe in some of the parenting groups, you might be dialed into this. There was a situation with a high school player. And by the way, I'm not going to use any names when I talk about this, but a high school player from the soccer team at one of the high schools in Rockwood that has decided to skip out on a state championship opportunity and go to Cancun to puke with his friends. I don't think that's a really good decision. I think there's some parenting issues at play here, but we'll talk about it in the next hour. And yeah, McNeese did beat Clemson and took them out, and that was a hell of a victory for that 12 seed for sure. I had a tech from Zero Res over at my home this morning because I needed the carpets clean. I invited Kyle Ugia, who is the point person with Zero Res here in St. Louis, to join us for a little bit this afternoon. And you were nice enough to come down in person this afternoon. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
Are you a college hoops guy or not?
I was in college.
Yeah?
I went to Southern Illinois, Carbondale, and my tenure there, we had some pretty good teams in that stint.
They used to have good teams there, right?
And we went to the Sweet 16, I think, two of my 4 years down there.
That's so pretty good.
It was
but
a blast.
You've gotten away from the game, if you will?
Well, they got away from the game, which in turn put me away from the game. So, no, I don't watch much anymore.
You know, SIUE was in the tournament, and unfortunately, they had to take on Houston. They did not fare very well today. They lost by, I think, 30 points. But look, just to have an opportunity for a program like that,
it's huge,
to go to the NCAA tournament. Now, you guys, though, Carbondale, that was always known for the Halloween parties, right?
That was before my time.
Oh, was it? Because this goes back, like, I remember that was kind of a big deal. And didn't they have to crack down on it a little bit?
They did. So whenever I went there, they started closing everything down. You couldn't buy alcohol. You couldn't buy kegs. The bars were closed for the week before and the week after Halloween to really put a stop to it.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And I guess it worked because it's pretty civilized down there these days, I hear.
You got a couple of alums, though, like that I've interviewed before. Melissa McCarthy, wasn't she there? Did Odenkirk go there, too?
That I couldn't tell you.
I think he might have.
Jenny McCarthy, I think, went there, if anybody knows.
With Melissa McCarthy. Well, Melissa McCarthy's cousin, Jenny McCarthy, was, for a while, she was more famous than Melissa McCarthy.
It's been such a long time.
I was just curious. I've actually never been to Carbondale. Well, I had a great experience this morning. Freddie was my tech. He came over, took great care of me. I was telling Kyle, because it's the truth, you guys have been in my home for, I don't know, maybe 11 years now, because this goes back to the previous home that I owned, and Zero Res has been in the market for a while. But Freddie came over, and it was half the gig that you usually have, because I took out a lot of the carpeting for some bunny damage out of my daughter's room and the room across, and then there was a little area in the basement. But Freddie took care of the areas that did need attention today. And Kyle, you know what happened with my dog last year. Duke got so sick. I had to call you guys into service like three times in the summer, and it was because, and I don't know if you remember what happened, but he ended up having something lodged in his digestive tract that was like a squeaker from a toy. And we didn't know it at the time. He almost died. He legit almost died. He had emergency surgery. And I waited like 3 weeks after the surgery to see if all the vomiting was going to stop. And you saved the day. So thank you for that.
You know, if we don't want that to happen. But, you know, vomit, urine, feces, that's a lot of our business. That's what we get. That's what we're there for. And if, you know, somebody's got to do it, and I'm glad to be the ones that you can call to do it.
Like, it's for those particular, not to get too gross here, when people are maybe getting ready to, you know, eat dinner, but I've tried to do this stuff on my own. You can't do it, really. And the bio treatments are really important. You want to make sure that it's really, really clean. And I depend on you guys for that. Hey, let's talk about what's the special. I've been kind of plugging the special for this month.
Yeah, so 3 for $119. That's going to run through the end of the month. Next month, we'll have different but just as good specials. And I want to remind everybody to call in, not just for that special, but we also have packages that include protectant for any room combination.
Oh, nice. So, well, I need to start spreading the word about that. Tell me a little bit more about that.
So our protectant typically runs $40 a room. We knock that down by about half when you combine that into a package. It's a little bit more than half. I'm not sure the exact number, but it's close to it. And, you know, we recommend that everybody reapply their protectant when they get their carpets cleaned.
Sure, makes sense.
Because what you don't know is that's going to be on the carpet when you buy it. Every carpet out there comes with the protectant on it. And by walking on it, cleaning it, vacuuming, that's going to come off. So you want to put that back down. There's good reason for it. Makes your carpet last longer.
Protects
it from that wear. Protects it from spots and stains. You know, so you want to get that reapplied each time you get your carpets cleaned or once every year regardless, because it's going to come off.
And I always, you know, kind of try to spread the word. The air duct cleaning is so important, I think. And I just had mine done last year. I think I'm at like in every 3 years, but people need to get that done, right?
So the air ducts, it's the lungs of your house. You are what you breathe. I always think of a fan. You've got a dirty box fan in the attic you've never turned on. You go up there, it's full of dust. You'd never turn that on and put your face right
in front of it. No, you
wouldn't,
right?
But we do that every day when our furnace kicks on because you just don't know what's in there. We can collect up to 50 pounds of dust in a house that hasn't been cleaned. Imagine what 50 pounds is. is, you know.
That's a lot of dust.
And that's in a regular sized home. Bigger homes, more dust. So we come in with our truck that's been specifically designed for this process.
It's a cool truck, too.
It's not going to be air compressors. I mean, it's not going to be shop vacs. It's not going to be vacuums. It's a big deal. And we're going to string in from the outside in, go down to your basement or wherever your furnace is located, and pull that dust outside. The vacuum system is not going to be in your home. It's going to be outside.
Right.
So we all know if you've got a vacuum you haven't cleaned in a while and you turn that thing on, it's just the HIPAA filters
are spitting out some dust.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So we're not going to do that in your house, but we're going to do that outside with our equipment, and it just gets a wonderful clean.
Yeah. The truck, I've kind of described it as space age because there's a bunch of different vacuum hoses that come out of it, right?
It's a giant pimple popper. I like
that. Yeah.
Call it.
There you go.
So we have a 6-inch hose that comes out the back. That's that vacuum hose. And then we have giant dust bags. They're the size of me, six of them that come out of the top of the truck, and that's going to be our dust collection system.
Yeah. I think when you guys did mine, one of my little cats or dogs got sucked up in that vacuum. We just pulled him out of the truck. It was fine. You know what happened this morning? It was not Freddie's fault, but I have this little dog, Olaf, who's a terrier. I'm never going to get a terrier again, but I've had him for 12 years now, and he snuck out the front door, and he does this. He just starts running down the block, and Freddie's like, yeah, I saw him right over there. He was literally 3 houses away. I get down there, could not find him. So then I go to my neighborhood, you know, Facebook page. I say, hey, my little dog got out. If you find him, let me know. And then I said, or you can keep him, because that offer is always a standing offer. But we got him back, fortunately, I think.
You know, houses that are on slabs that we clean a lot, we do get a lot of rodents that make their way into the HVAC systems.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So not as big as maybe a terrier, but we have a handful of mice.
That's interesting.
Squirrels, you know, that have been down there for a while, so they're quite easy to come out.
Oh, my goodness. I bet you see all kinds of stuff. All right, Kyle Uji is here from Zero Res. Thank you so much for coming in. 314-474-2020. If you'd like to take advantage of the deal this month and mention my name, or you can go to ZeroResSTL.com. How's my guy Remington doing?
Fantastic. He's my number two. He's with me all day long.
I love him. He started coming to my house before the one that I'm in right now, and I got to know him. And then he came back last year because I had an area rug that had to go back to the warehouse, and he came back to deliver it. So you tell him I said hello.
I will. He does such a good job that he's actually in charge of training our next level leaders and our next level technicians from the ground up. That is his department now. So if you've got a guy that comes out to your house or gal, he's in charge of making
that's
sure that
awesome.
They're the best.
Look, you know this. I rave about the crews. You guys have great, great employees, and a lot of them have been there. Like Remington's been there for a long time. Yep. I know that he said he even went down to Nashville for a while, right?
Oklahoma City, yeah. St. Louis, he's traveled Zero Res across our system.
Well, I could have told you, you know, like 11 years ago how good he was, because I recognized that at first. Mm-hmm. So, Kyle, thank you so much for coming in. Great to see you.
Likewise.
And Zero Res, get with them, 474-2020. Take advantage of a great deal. 3 rooms at 119 and $75 off your air duct cleaning package. We'll see you soon. Thank you, Kyle.
Fantastic.
All right, take care. We got Jennings coming up. I'm going to take some phone calls in the next hour as well. Twice in 1 week. What the hell is going on?